terms.
Representatives of the Arab League are expected to meet today on the issue. The organization said Monday the move would constitute naked aggression against Muslims and Arabs. East Jerusalem was captured by Israel in 1967 and is home to major Muslim, Christian, and Jewish holy sites, while Israel claims all of Jerusalem as its capital.
Correspondent Scott Carr. Montgomery County is about to go on a crash spending diet after finding a huge budget shortfall.
The state has said to us that the income tax revenues are $65 million below what we had projected.
County Council President Roger Berliner says it's a shock because there's virtually no unemployment and the stock market's booming. That's only half the problem. Add in other expected shortfalls and you're looking at a $120 million gap. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,290, the NASDAQ at 67.75. In sports, the Wizards take their second biggest loss ever, falling to Utah 116-69. The Caps beat the Sharks, and the Steelers take the Bengals on Monday Night Football. WMAL News Times, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
I drive I-66. Now I can drive into D.C. for early meetings.
Now anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour.
Now I can leave work and be back before daycare closes.
And I can get back for dinner.
If you're driving alone, pay a toll with Easy Pass. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex.
I drive I-66.
Get your Easy Pass or Easy Pass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
8:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
One of those mornings. Looks like we have our second car fire this morning. First one extinguished in Virginia, north on 95 as you come up toward 123. That's been taken care of and pretty much resolved. The new one, 270 commuters southbound. If you stay to those far right lanes, so you come to the split just after Democracy Boulevard. Fire truck now at the scene. I'm not seeing much of any billowing smoke there, so it's seems to be under control, but nonetheless, still have the right side blocked. 270 southbound on the spur at Democracy Boulevard. Top side of the Beltway, College Park, coming off of 95. Very slow past University Boulevard toward George Avenue. Now, the heavy pressure right near the exit for University Boulevard. They were looking for an incident there. Into Kensington on Connecticut Avenue as you're coming inbound southbound right at the merge with University Boulevard for the crash. Into White Oak, if you take New Hampshire Avenue, coming southbound south of Randolph Road. That's where we have an incident as well. And the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, trying to get this under control. The incident on the bridge span to the shoulder, but delays back near Branch Avenue. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain on the way, then cooler to colder as we go through the rest of the week. Rain coming in this afternoon, a south breeze 63. Tonight, rain early 43. Tomorrow, near 50, which is average for this time of year. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 41 in Burke, 46 in Damascus, 48 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Larry Kudlow joins us at 8:35 this morning as the tax bill heads to conference. We'll find out what's going to happen there with Larry. I'm Vince Colonnaise alongside Mary Walter.
Joining us right now is Virginia Transportation Secretary Aubrey Lane. Aubrey, thank you for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So we have a lot to discuss with you. Right now, the I-66 toll, $36.50, making nationwide news. What do you hope to accomplish by charging $36 to go one way to work?
Well, first of all, just because that's the toll, it doesn't mean anybody's actually paid it, and I'll come back to that. But this is dynamic pricing, and of course, anybody that would pay this toll would be a single driver. Anybody with two people in the car would not have to pay this toll. And it's all about dynamic pricing, and as you know, this road has always been HOV restricted from its very inception during the rush hours. And so it's all about getting more people through the roadway by enticing them to get more in their cars or using other alternatives. That we're trying to move more people, not more cars. So that is what is in terms of the model is doing as more people use it. And yesterday, about 34% or so were actually carpoolers. But as more people use the road, the model is set up to continue having that 55-mile-an-hour continuous flow for those people who either are using the road as a carpooler or choosing to pay as a single driver.
You said 34% of the vehicles on the road were carpoolers, the rest single occupancy?
As of yesterday, we'll see how those stand up. Now, 86% of the people had easy passes, which means that they were driving and with the flex pass in the mode where they said they were being charged. But yesterday, there were 34% that were actually carpoolers.
You know, as of last year, VDOT estimated around the time of the groundbreaking that the average to bypass traffic during morning and afternoon rush would be $5 to $6. That's not what we're seeing. We're seeing numbers up to $20, $30. Why the disparity?
So that's an average. And so what we know today is the high and low. And as I said, we haven't actually billed anybody, so we don't know who's actually paid that. And that is made up of two components after we determine who actually paid it. And again, it was their choice if they chose to do it. But number one, we know it's a bell curve. And in fact, majority of the users do not use it at peak periods. So that'll factor into the average. We also know, and the models yesterday seem to confirm this, over half the users do not use the entire length. They get off and use segments. So what we're going to do next week, I've instructed VDOT to post the average usage over each gantry during the periods of time so people can see how they used it. So, and it were actually billed. Because quite frankly, if I saw $36.50, I would probably choose not to do it.
Is there a point at which the price gets so high that you're like, that's too much?
The issue is, Vince, that if you get into the free market and change this, and Atlanta is a perfect example where they tried to limit the tolling, then all the roads become clogged again because it's not an economic choice, and we're trying to incentivize people to use transit or to put other people in their car.
Right, but it'd be one thing, Aubrey, if you were changing a road that wasn't currently HOV only. The current situation is I-66 is HOV only during morning and afternoon rush,
right.
And what you're doing is now adding single-occupancy drivers to that traffic flow. You're really just adding cars to a road, are you not?
Well, no, because there was a significant amount, and we've seen almost as much as 40%, that were using the road illegally. And so now they have, these were single drivers that were using the road inappropriately during rush hour. And so now if they want to use it, they can pay to do so. And we saw speeds yesterday when they were allowed to do that at 57 miles per hour, significantly higher. In fact, anecdotally, we're seeing a lot of carpoolers reporting better trips, plus transit and buses running more on time through the quarter. So this has given them a choice to pay, where before, if they were using it, the majority, now there were a couple that of users, single drivers, that were using it legally before, but the majority were using it illegally.
How do you know if someone has just one person in the car or many people in the car?
The same way we did before with oversight from the police or the authorities there. And, of course, the flex pass, the trooper knows which mode it's in. So if they are in the charging mode, they know there will be a single driver. If it's off in that flex pass, they know to look for more than one or two people in the car. Our experience on I-95, that we had over a 20%, not as high as I-66, non-compliance rate. That has dropped to under 2%. People have made the choice to use and pay legally.
What do you say to our listeners who we were talking about this earlier with, who said, you know what, my tax dollars were used to build that road. Now they want me to pay to use a road that I've built.
So the roads and all over the state, I hear this all the time.
Right.
That would assume we never have to rebuild these roads and never add occupancy. And anybody that owns an asset knows that is not the case. In this case, what we're doing is allowing people who could not legally use the road during rush hour the opportunity to pay. So their tax dollars didn't pay for them to use it before. And now we're allowing them to pay a toll, a single driver, or put somebody else in your car and you can use it free anytime.
Well, you know, we heard from some people who pointed out that there's a big disparity here in terms of wealth concern. You know, if you're a poorer person who has to work in Washington, D.C., you have no choice. You're going to take something that's much more traffic dense. But if you're wealthier, you have an option here to take, say, a $36 toll lane into the city. Do you, as a government official, have concerns sort of about the wage disparity here in terms of the ability for somebody of lesser means getting to work?
Certainly we consider those, but it is a choice, and anybody can use it free by putting another person in their car. We have toll roads, particularly in Hampton Roads, where none of those options exist. They're a fixed toll, no option for HOV, and that I have a real issue with. But here, they have the ability. If they don't want to pay the toll, then they can put somebody else in their car, and they don't have to pay that toll. And so there are choices here. We have limited resources at the state, and from a public policy standpoint, that is how we arrived at the best way of making sure that we get more users through there than more cars.
Now, part of this, and you kind of alluded to it earlier, Governor McAuliffe said last year that basically his hope is to get cars off the road, that this is actually an attempt to sort of influence the behavior of commuters. Is that your take on this?
That is exactly right. That is the intent of the road from the very beginning. As you know, this road, I believe, is the only interstate in the country that was HOV restricted from its very inception. And there's been various changes to that. But we do not have the ability. I know I've listened to some of the listeners saying we can just use the shoulder and take other people's property. There's neither the political will nor the money to do that, and yet that won't fix the problem. We'll end up in the same place. So we have restricted space. We have restricted dollars. And every dollar that's used, every toll that's paid up there, goes to enhance transit and other multimodal options in the corridor. By law and by agreement with the Commonwealth Transportation Board, all those monies, and it's initially at least $10 million a year, of going to enhance transit and other multimodal solutions to help those who choose to not pay the toll.
All right. Well, Aubrey Lane, you are a capable but in an unenviable position spokesman for all of this right now. I appreciate you answering our questions this morning.
Well, thanks for having me. I just and we'll adjust this as we go through. We continue to monitor it, but I appreciate you having me on this morning.
Thank you, sir, very much. 8:15. Let's deal with that traffic. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Jamie Winton's now in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Boy, great to hear from the Virginia Transportation Secretary. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. And as we calculate the tolls, you know, I am all for carpooling. But if you're not a carpool commuter inside the Beltway on the 66 lanes, Vince, have you checked the rate lately here? The estimated toll is $40. So from the Beltway into D.C., so we'll keep monitoring that and keep you posted on that whole situation. Around the Beltway, big delays to the Wilson Bridge, and that's due to the incident on the bridge. It was initially reported as just a stalled car, but boy, that really wreaks havoc on us back near Route 5. So coming around from Joint Base Andrews to the bridge span, everyone, you're in stop-and-go delays. 270 on the spur. Incident blocks the right lane. So coming southbound, delays now linking up out of Germantown, Gaithersburg to Democracy Boulevard. You still lose the right lane. Now from Garage Door Repair. com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, cloudy with rain developing this afternoon, a high of 63 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, periods of rain early, low of 43. And then tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine in the morning with more clouds for later in the day, a high around 50 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 48, 817 on WMAL.
Stop clicking around this fall and start actually clicking with other people. Call or text the dating experts at 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
All right. Let's talk about some members of Congress now, shall we? Sexual harassment allegations continuing to rock lawmakers in the nation's capital. And so many interesting things here. We'll start with John Conyers. There's news this morning out of the New York Times. John Conyers will not seek re-election now. So there's pressure on him to resign. It's come from places to include Nancy Pelosi all over the place. But he's not resigning. He's going to allow his term to finish out, at least according to him. He is expected to make a statement on this morning. Here's what we know. He faces allegations that he sexually harassed former employees. He plans to announce today that he will not seek re-election. And this is according to a family member who now plans to run for his seat. So Conyers, he's the longest-serving member of the House of Representatives, and he's expected to make this announcement this morning. Could be making it as we speak on a local radio show in Michigan. Ian Conyers, a Michigan state senator, said this in a phone interview to the New York Times today. He is going to run for the seat. He's 29 years old. He's the grandson of John Conyers' brother. And he's going to run for this seat that's long been held by his 88-year-old great uncle.
Just quote, getting in the family business.
That's right. Quote, he's not resigning. He is going to retire. His doctor advised him that the rigor of another campaign would be too much for him just in terms of his health. Remember, he was hospitalized recently for stress. It is a rather stressful time for him, I'd imagine.
Well, they made him put his pants on in the hospital.
Yeah.
man. He's going to be the guy in the home who they're constantly going, Mr. Conyers, please put something on under your robe.
Yeah, they'll have a special code for him.
Yeah,
exactly. We got a code 88. We have a code 88. Conyers on the loose. John Conyers, and this will make it easier for Ian Conyers to run because last name.
Right.
So, you know, you'll put Conyers on the ballot.
Right.
I think we can already say hello to the next congressman, Ian Conyers, 29. So that's going to happen. He took that Michigan seat in the House in 1965.
Wow. That's why we need term limits, right? Poster boy for term limits.
Meanwhile, Congressman Blake Fahrenthold, he's got a thing going on. He's a millionaire, and he says he's going to reimburse taxpayers for the cost of his sexual harassment settlement. He said Monday he intends to reimburse them $84,000 that was spent settling a sex harassment suit filed by his former communications director. He also disputed the accuracy of some of the reporting about him. Here's Congressman Fahrenthold.
I grew up here. I've got friends here. And some of the things that are coming out in the media are just awful and not entirely true. You're required to settle or pay the judgments out of taxpayer money. And a lot of times nobody knows who that was or how much it was. And that needs to be fixed.
That needs to be fixed, he says. So he wants more transparency on the process. And he's also upset that he had no choice but a requirement, he said, to pay taxpayer money in a settlement to his former communications director.
Yeah, and I don't know if Fahrenthold is a millionaire because he says he's taking out a personal loan to repay the settlement. So, and I get it. You know,
I blame The Hill for that headline, millionaire GOP lawmaker.
Well, he may be, but he may be still taking out a personal loan. You know, listen, just because someone's a millionaire doesn't mean they have $88,000 laying around.
Good point.
So he may be taking out a personal loan. Here's the thing is, I get this. There are people who are in different industries who get sued a lot, get sued frequently because of whatever industry they happen to be in. And someone's suing you for $1 million, totally frivolous lawsuit. You know it's frivolous, but your insurance company in a lot of cases will tell you, just pay it off. We're going to settle for five grand, and they're going to go away. Because what it is, it's just lawyers who are looking for cash. That's all it is. They just want to be able to say that I got, you know, 100% settlement in this case or whatever it happens to be. It's just for their ad on television. So they settle for $5,000 and that's it. And they walk away because it's easier because you would spend more money trying to fight it. So I like this idea of some transparency. And he said, to his credit, he tried to pay it out of his own pocket.
Yeah, be fully transparent. That's all we ask. That's all we ask. If we're going to pay for your legal bills, we might want some information back. That'd be nice. 822 here on WMAL.
This is my first time calling in. Thank you for taking my call.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I love these people.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Ready to make a real difference in 2018? A degree in cybersecurity, digital forensics, or networking and telecommunications could help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2018. Classes start January 8th with career-focused IT degree programs to fit your busy schedule, on campus and online. Let Stratford's experienced IT faculty share their industry knowledge and practical solutions to help you succeed in one of today's most sought-after fields. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your degree faster. Register today at stratford.edu/2018. That's stratford.edu/2018, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 IT scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete information now at stratford.edu/2018. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
All right, homeowners, I have some good news for you. A lot of people say, I can't change all the windows in my home. It's so expensive. Really not, because look at your heating bills. You are sending money out of your windows. You are heating the great outdoors if you don't have energy-efficient windows. So Thompson Creek is going to make it easy for you. They're going to make your home more comfortable this winter, and they're going to help you save on those heating bills. In addition to all of that, this is your last chance to take advantage of 2017 pricing. So you're going to save even more. You're going to get $200 off every window with zero interest financing until July 2019. That's like free money. Just see thompsoncreek.com for details. They have over 37 years of experience. They manufacture their windows in their local factory. They've got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And they also design their windows. They build their windows, but they also install their windows, so there's no middleman. And those windows are built specifically just for your home and our climate. So you get a great deal all the way around. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Find out what they can do for you. Or go to thompsoncreek.com. Don't miss out on your absolute last chance at 2017 prices and get $200 off every window and no interest financing until July 2019.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments, and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, do it or not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you, and we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia, so talk with us. Or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Well, it's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, this traffic update now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Boy, no relief yet to the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland. This is pretty intense. We still have this incident on the bridge span in those far right local lanes that take you to the local exits, and we still have the left lane of 3 on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge block. That's why coming around from Joint Base Andrews, you're in that big time extra slowdown. So be ready for it, wait it out, or extra patience through there. On the 270 spur, crews had been dealing initially with the car fire, still have the activity. Right lane at Democracy Boulevard blocked. Your delays out of Germantown, so a couple of our tough spots this morning for sure. Also in Laurel, BW Parkway, Baltimore, Washington Parkway between 198 and 197 for the incident. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet for the commute home. We should stay dry this morning. Clouds are already gathering. We'll go through the afternoon with some rain coming in. A south breeze, 63. Rain early tonight, 43. Tomorrow, near 50. Clouds and sunshine early. More clouds later. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 827 on WMAL.
So if You know what that means? That's House of Cards. I know a lot of people are fans. I know Vince is a fan. Heather's
I have images
a fan.
Of Washington, D.C. flashing past my face as we speak.
Well, House of Cards fans, guess what? Good news for you. The House of Cards will return to Netflix for one more season. It only had one more season to go, and then the whole Kevin Spacey incident happened, and he was obviously pulled from the show, and
right.
So it was just kind of in limbo. They didn't know what they were going to do, because without Kevin Spacey, the main character, what do you do?
That's how I feel about it.
Right?
Why continue? I don't know. If you're a House of Cards fan, you might be kind of put off by this.
Well, the final season will include 8 episodes. Co-star Robin Wright, who plays Claire Underwood, who was the wife of Kevin Spacey's character Frank Underwood, is on board for the 6th season. So no one knows. They don't know yet how they're going to explain his Frank Underwood's absence on the show. They don't know how they're going to do that yet. So they're not giving anything away.
Although, conveniently,
you're going to give it away?
The end of last season ended with Robin Wright looking into the camera and saying, "My turn." So, wow. Okay, well, maybe she could have a good season here.
So maybe this is a very opportune that Mr. Spacey will no longer be on the show.
Yeah, he's out of the way. It's all part of her House of Cards.
All right, going to have to wait and see. 828 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. With the holiday right around the corner, you should be expecting a special visitor. While this special visitor really appreciates milk and cookies, what he really wants is a safe landing. Is your roof up to the challenge? Winter months are settling in fast, and it's time to start thinking about what needs to be done before the first snowflake hits the ground. Does your roof need reshingling? Does the flashing need to be looked at to prevent leaks? When the first snow starts to melt, winter leaks are exposed. Leaks cause unnecessary damage to plywood and your home structure. Investing in your roof before the winter is the best choice. In the spirit of holiday giving, for a limited time, New Look Home Design is giving our customers 50% off all roofing materials. Buy 1 square foot of roofing shingles, get 1 square foot free. Call 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Protecting your home and providing safe landings for years to come.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
All right, coming up on Mornings Alma, Larry Kudlow joins us. Going to break down the latest as the tax committee, that tax bills go to conference. They're going to try and sort out the differences. And we'll tell you about how Michelle Obama's policies have been changed by the Trump administration. Making America great again? Perhaps. 8:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM, Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. We hit a new sticker shock high for carpoolers on I-66 inside the Beltway as the new toll program entered its second day. $36.50. That hit just as Virginia's Transportation Secretary Aubrey Lane explained it all right here minutes ago on Mornings on the Mall.
Quite frankly, if I saw $36.50, I would probably choose not to do it.
And Lane says that's the point.
We're trying to incentivize people to use transit or to put other people in their car.
34% of the cars that used the I-66 lanes yesterday were carpoolers. The state wants to see that number grow. If it did, the $36 tolls might recede as well. 2 teachers have been arrested and suspended, and a 3rd placed on leave for smoking pot in an office at Arlington's Taylor Elementary School. Police say they were toking up before class and that one of the teachers was distributing weed at the school. Officials do not believe any students were involved. Yet another accuser has come out against Congressman John Conyers, a woman who says she worked for the Michigan Democrat for more than a decade, says he slid his hand up her skirt while she was sitting next to him in church. Conyers is expected to announce today he's not running for re-election. You'll need a windbreaker today, but by Thursday, you'll skip right to the winter coat.
It's the first true cold front of the year. Cold behind it, warm still ahead of it. We still have a 58-degree day in New York, almost 60 in D.C. today. Before this line of rain, clouds, and then the cold air behind it arrive for tonight into tomorrow.
Meteorologist Chad Myers. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 24,290. The NASDAQ at 67.75. In sports, sponsored by Staples, the Caps beat San Jose. The Wizards were blown out in Utah. And on Monday Night Football, the Steelers beat the Bengals. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Staples has great prices on mail and ship solutions to keep your business running all season long. Look for hot deals on laptops and software, accessories like earbuds, keyboards, routers, and modems, even services like PC setup and repair, all for less at Staples.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
You hear that? You've got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of a thousand other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best gift on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvé at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com.
8:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Big delays, Beltway commuters, if you're heading to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. The culprit here on the bridge span. Have the left lane of 3 still blocked. They're trying to deal with initially. It was reported as a broken down car, but it's been there forever. As you come around from Route 4, get prepared through that stretch of the Beltway. It is intense. Well over an hour sitting in those backups, commuters are telling me. Now, let's get you inside the Beltway, 295. Getting there out of Riverdale and Chevrolet, we have the heavy rush hour volume that takes you south down past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Had the incident reported on the westbound side of the freeway after you come off the 11th Street Bridge, but before the 3rd Street Tunnel. Maryland, 270 Spur was reported initially as a car fire southbound just after the exit for Democracy Boulevard. So as you come around that curve bit, it's the right lane that's still blocked with delays essentially out of Germantown to that point. Now from WMALgarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet for the commute home. We should stay dry this morning. Clouds are already gathering. We'll go through the afternoon with some rain coming in. A south breeze, 63. Rain early tonight, 43. Tomorrow, near 50. With clouds and sunshine early, more clouds later. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 46 in Chantilly, 43 in Silver Spring, 49 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
All right, 8:37 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to dock, and that today includes Larry Kudlow. Larry, good morning. CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show, and also the author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry, let's talk about taxes, because the House yesterday named its conferees for that conference that they're going to share with the Senate in order to figure out what's next for this bill. What are you looking to get accomplished in conference other than coming to some agreement here?
Well, look, there's a bunch of issues that have to be dealt with, and they're all fairly important issues. One of them is what the corporate tax rate is going to be. Now, both the House and Senate had 20% rate. For some odd reason, the president said he might accept a 22% rate. I think that's a slippery slope, and I wouldn't go there. And the Senate bill has the start date in 2019. The House bill is 2018. I wouldn't wait a year. You're going to get all kinds of tax avoidance and tax sheltering if you wait a year. And the argument that, you know, expensing of equipment starts immediately, and that's great. Well, you know, expensing is great, but these projects play out for a long time. And I think folks are going to not pull the trigger if they're worried about when the corporate tax rate is going to be. So I think that's an issue. And one other thing that's got me very worried, there's a backdoor capital gains tax hike on individuals. And this, people are not looking at this. It means it's called first in, first out. So if you sell a stock, you know, that you might have bought a year ago, your basis is not going to be what you paid for it a year ago. Your basis is going to be when you first bought it, which could be 8 years ago or 10 years ago. So your capital gains tax is going to be much higher because the gain is much higher. And that's some kind of weird breakthrough. The mutual funds got a carve out. Their lobbyists are very good, but individuals are going to be left holding the bag on this. And I don't know why we're penalizing individuals in the stock market. It doesn't make any sense to me.
So with rules like that, are you under the impression that this is did the opposite of simplifying the tax code?
Yeah.
It only served to complicate it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not true everywhere, but, you know, there are these little glitches in here. I mean, look, I'd vote for the bill. I think Congress should vote for the bill because I think ultimately the business side of the bill is going to create an investment boom, and that investment boom is going to drive up wages. Okay, that's my basic, you know, philosophy. I've been for it. I helped put it together during the campaign. But I'm just saying there are issues here. They're not inconsequential issues. Cap gains is one of them. Small businesses. Here's another one. Senator Ron Johnson did a great job. And he got a 23% deduction off the income of small businesses, which lowers their effective rate, I don't know, maybe slightly under 30%. That's great. The House doesn't have that provision. They have a very complicated provision, which is not going to help small businesses very much, if at all. So that's another one. You know, it's complexity versus simplicity. So again, the totality of this is good, but inside it, there are a lot of glitches the conference is going to have to deal with.
Larry, small businesses being S-Corps, I assume, the pass-throughs that
yep.
a lot of people... Okay, so with not getting rid of the alternative minimum tax the way the Senate bill doesn't get rid of that, do these people get hit twice? You're talking about really going after the upper middle class here.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a great question. I don't know because there's never been any details put on this, and it was put in, you know, the restoring the AMT for corporations was put in at the very last minute. So it's very hard to know what the details are going to be. A lot of businesses are up in arms about this, mostly larger businesses. Some of this has to do with deducting state and local taxes. You follow? Corporations have that deduction. They survive. As you know, small businesses and individuals lose that deduction. The AMT, I think, brings that deduction back into play, and companies are going to wind up losing. They're going to have to, you know, lose that salt and pay higher taxes. So that's another issue. And again, it's a complicated issue. I don't actually know what the details are.
Yesterday, I want to play just a quick soundbite for you. This is Nancy Pelosi in her normally restrained way describing this tax bill. Listen to this.
It is the end of the world. This health care, the debate on health care is life death. This is Armageddon. This is a very big deal because you know why? There's really a very hard way to come back from this.
It's the end of the world, Larry.
Yeah, it really is. Cutting taxes is the end of the world in Nancy Pelosi's world. Ms. Pelosi lives in a kind of alternate universe, I think, where helping middle-income wage earners is a bad idea, and somehow if rich people get a tax break, which, by the way, they don't get much in this bill at all. I'm not opposed to rich people. She's already rich, so maybe she doesn't care about them anymore. This is just, it shows you the paucity of the Democratic response to this whole tax cut, tax reform plan. I mean, other than class warfare, what is the Democratic position here? They have a position, you know, for raising wages for the workforce or for making America competitive again globally or for creating higher real wages, which we haven't had roughly for 17 years, or business investment, which we haven't had also for about 17 years, going back to the year 2000. What is their, where's their growth message? Trump and the GOP have a very good growth jobs, wages message. And the bill's not perfect. As I said, there are going to be issues in the conference. But the overview here is very positive. You know, as co-author with my pal Brian Dmitrovic of JFK and the Reagan and yes. Ronald Reagan, Democrats used to be a tax-cutting party. JFK was a tax cutter, right?
Yep.
And really, in the 1980s, during the Reagan years, Democrats were tax cutters and tax reformers. Bill Bradley, Richard Gephardt, people like
yep.
that. Nowadays, the whole Democratic Party seems to be like class warriors.
Boy, how things have changed. Larry Kudlow, thank you so much, as always, for breaking it down for us. Chat with you next week, sir.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
844 now on WMAL.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
The Combined Federal Campaign is the world's largest and most successful annual workplace charity campaign. Your donations help support many nonprofit organizations like the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation. By contributing to the foundation, CFC number 47874, you'll be supporting their mission to preserve and share the history, traditions, and culture of the Marine Corps and educate all Americans in its virtues. To learn more, visit marineheritage.org or visit WMAL.com/charity.
All right, stay tuned. We got a great story for you about Michelle Obama's lunch policies. But right now, it's 8:45. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, man. Now all traffic is stopped on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. This broken down car has been there forever. In fact, I had to call again and again and say, why is it still there? Okay, they've released two lanes here. Okay, they're picking up the cones. Some improvement. Finally, that tow truck has arrived on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, those far right local lanes. Everyone, you were held up momentarily, but now I'm trying to see if all three lanes are getting by. They're still blocking the left, but they'll be moving along here shortly, we hope. Huge backups, well over an hour. So please plan accordingly. If you're coming around from Forestville, you might want to just try to wait this out because you will be sitting in a huge lineup. Even though that lane will be open shortly, it's going to take a while to recover. Now, elsewhere, 270 southbound as you come out of Germantown, Rockville onto the 270 spur. Very slow past Democracy Boulevard. The incident was blocking the right lane, and now in the backups near 28, crash reported. So again, just patience as you head through that stop and go. You need to really pay attention. 66 as you head through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, Nutley Street, seeing the stop and go there and inside the Beltway with travel lanes open. And if you're not a carpooler in those express lanes, the current toll, $27.25. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the march and more seasonable temperatures by tomorrow. Today, a mild 63, south breeze and rain this afternoon. Periods of rain early tonight, overnight low of 43. Tomorrow, near 50 with more clouds in the afternoon. Thursday, upper 40s, clouds and sunshine. Friday, cloudy, highs only in the low 40s. I'm Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees, 847 on WMAL. Oh, yeah. Remember, Michelle Obama raided your child's lunch. She said, nope, you can't have that. Nope, none of that. Just like picking it right off the tray and throwing it in the trash can as the kids are crying into their, you know, organic oatmeal or whatever the hell they're left with.
Pizza, may I have some more?
Things have changed. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States has rolled back her ban on 1% chocolate milk. That's right. President Trump making America great again. Chocolate milk with 1% fat will soon be back on public school lunch menus. The Trump administration easing nutritional standards put in place under President Obama. This is according to ABC News. The Department of Agriculture on Thursday published that new interim rule due to take effect on July 1st after a public comment period. This is hilarious. You need a public comment period to approve whether or not 1% chocolate milk can resume being inside of our schools.
That's hilarious. I remember as a kid when they first were getting chocolate milk, we had to sign a petition. I was in, you know, like third grade, fourth grade, and I'm signing my petition. My very first petition was for chocolate milk in the cafeteria, which cost a penny more than regular milk.
Chocolate milk is one of the great treats that make you look forward to lunch. It's time for it to return.
Do they still have those cartons that don't really open right and you have to like dig a hole with your straw through the container because they don't really open?
Fortunately, it's been a while since I've been in grade school, but I'd like to think that it's an enjoyable experience, whatever it is. Make sure to shake them, always. That's
yes,
still true.
Yes, you have to shake them.
Meanwhile, you've got the head of the Department of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, has been talking about this. He says schools need flexibility in menu planning so they can serve nutritious and appealing meals. Dang straight. Schools want to offer food that students actually want to eat. It doesn't do any good to serve nutritious meals if they wind up in the trash can.
It's true.
Take that. Obama, Donald Trump, making America great again. Thank you, sir.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto Owners Insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Sean Hannity here. I've told you before about the two failed foreign-owned solar companies that are based here in the U.S. and their effort to convince President Trump to impose steep tariffs that would put tens of thousands of Americans out of work. President Trump knows sometimes tariffs can help American companies thrive, but in this case, well, it's the American factory worker that would lose. And for what? To bail out two foreign companies that are exploiting American trade laws? Now, if that's not bad enough, now an unelected, unaccountable commission full of Obama-appointed bureaucrats has recommended to President Trump that he side with Obama foreign cronies. All right, so what is the president going to do? Well, the president's just too smart to not understand the complexities of these issues here. The lines are clear, and the president always stands up for the American workers and always stands up against the swamp that allowed these companies to survive, in some cases, on your dime.
Stand up for American workers. Paid for by Solar Powers America.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Is dried fruit healthy? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent.
Dried fruit can be an easy, on-the-go snack, and it lasts longer than fresh fruit, which can go bad after just a few days. Nutrients and fiber are more concentrated when water is removed from fruit, says nutritionist Lisa Dreher. However, it is also important to keep in mind that the natural sugars in dried fruit are also more concentrated. For example, one cup of grapes has 23 grams of sugar, 104 calories. One cup of raisins has 116 grams of sugar and 520 calories, five times the amount. Now, that's not necessarily cause for concern for the general population, but it can be an issue for people who are watching their sugars, their carbs, their calories. So keep those portion sizes under control. In case you're wondering, one cup of dried fruit is worth two cups of regular fruit. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention investors, protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 888-852-4788 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 888-852-4788 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
It's called MediShare, and it's affordable, biblical health care. And if you're wondering, what does that mean? Well, ask the people who are already members, like the Badger family. It's a big family, by the way.
We have seven boys, three girls. We live out in the country. We homeschool.
And they thank God for MediShare, especially after one of their babies was born with spina bifida, and the total bill was about $250,000. MediShare members met the entire need and sent them cards and letters letting them know they're praying for them.
MediShare is, we love it. With myself being self-employed, owning my own business, MediShare was a great option as far as affordability. With MediShare, as far as like all of our stuff, it's always come through.
Yeah, more and more people are doing this, and you can see why. Hundreds of thousands of Christian believers sharing, and that is a beautiful thing. Find out more. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. If you need a new roof, then there's no better time to call. Help me close out 2017 with a bang, and I'll help you save huge with Valor's biggest sale of the year. Now through December 31st, with Valor's end of the year sale, I'll replace your roof for only $89 a month, up to 2,000 square feet. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go toward a Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent veteran roof recipient, retired Major Randy Short of the United States Army, and hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
855. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, this is how I was hoping it would wrap up this hour. All lanes open at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. On the bridge in those far right local lanes. Finally, that broken down car towed out of there, but it was with us way too long. We have major backups beginning back almost near Route 4, past Route 5. It's going to take a while for this to clear out. So if that's your trip, be prepared. Plan ahead, please. You have the heads up. In Virginia, 95, definitely improving. Heaviest stretch right now on 95 I see is in Dale City. 395, heaviest as you come out of Shirlington to the 14th Street Bridge. Heads up on Route 7, new accident, still with fire and rescue responding. Route 7 commuters eastbound as you head past North Sterling Boulevard under police direction for the crash. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain on the march with a strong cold front coming in that will start knocking temperatures down slowly. Today, 63, a south breeze. Rain this afternoon. Periods of rain early tonight, 43 overnight. 50 degrees tomorrow, more clouds late in the day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
51 degrees in the nation's capital, 856 on WMAL.
There are never enough hours in the day to get everything done. So when I find an amazing service to make my life easier, I let everyone know. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Drizzly.com is the new way to get beer, wine, and liquor delivered to your door. You get an amazing selection of alcohol and mixers delivered when you need them with Drizzly. Just enter your address on the Drizzly site or app to shop for your favorite beer, wine, and liquor. Drizzly works with stores in your area so you can shop their shelves online and compare prices for the best deal. Whether your party supply is running low or you're looking for a bottle of something special to give as a holiday gift, Drizzly has you covered. You get the biggest selection, best deals, plus delivery when you use Drizzly. To score $15 off your first purchase, go to drizzly.com and enter the code WMAL. The new way to shop for alcohol has arrived. Drizzly. That's Drizly. Must be 21 or older. $15 off. Orders of $40 or more. Hurry. Offer ends January 1st. Void where prohibited.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Is your home ready for the holidays and entertaining family and friends? If your carpets have any stains or odors that might be embarrassing, maybe from the pets or kids or even you, now is the ideal time to schedule your clean with Zero Res. After your Zero Res clean, your family, friends, and neighbors will be asking if you got new carpets. Don't replace those carpets, though. Just call Zero Res and save. After my Zero Res clean, my carpets were looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. And if you're sensitive to cleaning agents, Zero Res is perfect because their cleaning process is all natural and odorless. Listen to this great deal I have for you. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Or get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Minimums apply, and if you need extra incentive, listen to this. In December, Zero Res is donating a portion of all sales to Fisher House. We love that. So call and book now. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
All right. The day ahead, the Supreme Court's going to be busy with this masterpiece cake shop thing, which is good. It'll be nice to find out what's going on there.
Yeah, and there are other cases as well in front of the Supreme Court. And also, we're keeping an eye on this national right to carry reciprocity bill. We'll talk about that, too.
Yep, could be passing tomorrow. Hello, Chris Plant.
Tell me you're not allowed to carry if you're... Oh, we'll get into that later. Apparently, Democrats don't like this tax cut thing. It's Armageddon.
Armageddon.
It's Armageddon, according to Nancy Pelosi. It's akin to rape. Rape on Whoa. MSNBC. That's you know, they don't like tax cuts, I guess.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
News now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. Christmas no doubt went up in flames for at least some unlucky gift givers overnight. A massive fire at a United Postal Service facility in Frederick destroyed 10 trucks, a trailer, and untold numbers of undelivered packages. No injuries reported, but the fire caused damage to the delivery center. The trailer went up in flames at a loading dock. Is this it for the current longest-running member of Congress?
Rather than resign, which many members of his party have urged him to do, John Conyers is expected to
to say he will retire at the end of his current term. He's been a House member since 1965. Conyers has faced growing accusations of inappropriate behavior with women staffers, including his own admission that he paid $27,000 to settle a complaint from a fired woman. He's 88 years old and reportedly his health suffered as a result of the allegations. His attorney defiantly said last week Nancy Pelosi was not going to tell Conyers when it was time to leave.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The principal of D.C.'s Ballou Senior High School has been removed from her post amid allegations the school graduated students who were chronically absent and others who could barely read and write. The action came less than a week after D.C. Schools Chancellor Antoine Wilson heaped praise on the same principal for the school's performance. That was before a report published by National Public Radio found a majority of Ballou's 2017 graduating class missed more than 6 weeks of school last year. Virginia Congresswoman Barbara Comstock's introducing a bill she hopes will transform the way Metro does business.
Really the biggest reform to Metro since its inception.
The legislation, says Virginia Congresswoman Barbara Comstock, gives Metro the money it needs in exchange for some reforms.
Bring down costs by having 401ks instead of a pension system, putting limits on overtime.
And most importantly, getting rid of the current board of directors and putting in a new five-member reform board.
Be able to have good business-like reforms that improve the system.
Some of those labor changes might be unpopular with Democrats, and it could require reopening Metro's compact, which could be a years-long process. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County is facing a $120 million budget shortfall after finding that income tax revenues coming in lower than expected.
In a world in which there is almost full employment and a stock market that has been going up, up, and up, the notion that our tax revenues are down is really something that we don't understand.
Council President Roger Berliner, County Executive Ike Leggett is pushing for 2% across-the-board spending cuts. He says the county has spent aggressively the past two budget cycles and that the obvious adjustment is to cut that out. A Prince George's County firefighter who was born in an ambulance before his mother could get to Holy Cross.